Today, Kenyans are celebrating the completion of the country's largest infrastructure project in decades. It's a new train line connecting the capital, Nairobi, to the port city of Mombasa. The train trip takes less than half the time it sometimes takes to drive between those two cities. The Madaraka Express, as it's called, cost more than $3 billion to build, and it was financed almost entirely by China. Eder Peralta is NPR's East Africa correspondent. He just got off the train's first trip and joins us from the train station in Nairobi. Eder, how was the ride?
It was really spectacular. I mean, it's hard not to romanticize a train ride through the African bush, right? You know, you've got elephants to your left and then just amazing baobab trees to your right. And it's a pretty dramatic landscape that you cut through. And, you know, so it's really hard not to romanticize a trip like this. It took about 6 hours, which is not how long it's supposed to take. It's supposed to take about 4 hours from Mombasa to Nairobi, but we made quite a few stops along the way.
Now, this new railroad replaces the so-called Lunatic Express, which was built more than 100 years ago by British colonists. How did people used to get back and forth, and why do they call it the Lunatic Express?
So when the railroad was built by the British, there were essentially lions, man-eating lions, who would jump onto the trains and eat people. So, you know, people would get from Mombasa to Nairobi by train, and mostly in modern times they would get there by road. The problem is that it's a two-lane highway, and there are an incredible amount of trucks. And so it could take anywhere from 6 to 10 hours to get from Mombasa to Nairobi, a trip that would normally, you know, on a regular road, take about 4 hours. This is a very proud moment for Kenyans. It's been 100 years since the colonialists built this railroad, and they believe that they're building this with their own money, with loans from China, but it's their own money and some of their labor. And so they believe they're taking back this history. So this is a very proud moment for Kenyans.
But they are getting the financing from China in this case. This was financed almost entirely by China's government-run Export-Import Bank. What are the Chinese getting out of it?
So this is a key part of what the Chinese call the New Silk Road. And they want to create a much bigger rail system in East Africa. And the point is that they want to get their goods in and out of the continent in a more efficient manner. The big concern is that Kenya is going into an incredible amount of debt to build this railway. By the time taxpayers begin to pay China back for this, about a quarter of Kenya's GDP will be going to pay for this railway. So that's the big concern.
Earlier today, 4 people were arrested for vandalizing the new track, which prompted Kenya's president, Uhuru Kenyatta, to threaten them with death sentences. Is he being serious about that?
I don't know that anybody knows if he's being serious. Obviously, it would be very hard to sentence somebody to the death penalty because all they did was they stole some guardrails to sell them. But that tells you how serious he takes this project. This is the project that his administration has been working on since he came into power. And this is the project that he is running an electoral campaign on. So I think this tells you how serious he takes it. You know, whether or not people can be sentenced to death for such a thing is probably not very likely.
So, Eder, what do people in Kenya think about this influx of Chinese money? We should note that there's another Chinese-funded railroad connecting Ethiopia and Djibouti.
I think there's a lot of suspicion. You know, I heard a lot of crude and racist jokes about the Chinese, as you know, as I was talking to people, and you know, making sort of fun that you know, this railway conductor who, you know, is Chinese will be the next Kenyan president. So I think there's a lot of suspicion as to what the Chinese want from Kenya, and whether, you know, this will usher in a sort of, you know, colonialist light wave here in Kenya.
That's Eder Peralta, NPR's East Africa correspondent, joining us from the train station in Nairobi. He's just gotten off the maiden voyage of the new train from Mombasa to Nairobi. Eder, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.